Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Party jams only from DJ Gelmanator back there in the producer booth.
I like the energy.
Joey Gelman in the producer booth. I'm Kevin Powell.
I'm Violetta Podramatic.
Alongside Violetta Podramatic. You have one of the more identifiable, recognizable voices, I would say, at the radio station.
Really?
So if anybody doesn't recognize that voice, tell everyone where they could hear you normally. What's your normal slot?
I'm normally on from 2 p.m. to... No, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
3 to 7 is when the Rokan show is.
Exactly.
We've done that for how long now?
Almost a year. But it's 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and we're in here for Mr.
Dave Plyer,
and I'm getting used to it.
We allowed a Podramatic, the traffic central phenom from the Rokan show with Anna DeVlantes, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday.
And what do you do, Kevin?
Do sports.
You do sports?
No big deal. Do sports, and actually it's sort of a weird night for me, because I was here, I did a show from 8 to 9, which was sort of a Preps Plus, that's your favorite show at the station, right? Preps Plus Chicago.
Yeah, what do you guys cover? High school football.
High school football, which Violetta is a huge high school football fan, so we're going to do a whole hour on that coming up later,
so
definitely
fan.
Don't leave your radio sets or your radio app. Violetta is going to break down all the high school state championship games today.
A touchdown is 7 points?
If you include the extra point.
But you don't always get the extra points, so it's really 6 points.
A touchdown is six, and then you have a
field goal.
Yeah, but point after touchdown, point after attempt, point.
Trying to explain sports to Violetta is challenging.
So it's a point there, or you can do a 2-point conversion.
Oh.
I think later, actually, what we're going to do is Violetta, I'm going to quiz her on sports stuff, and she's going to quiz me on traffic
stuff. Yeah, you don't know a lot of traffic stuff.
No, there's like special terms and things that you use in your traffic reports that I... completely.
And everyone should know those words.
I completely missed them. By the way, 312-981-7200 if you want to call or text on anything. If you want to send a compliment our way.
Yeah.
Feel
insults,
free.
I don't know.
We're excited to be doing this. Just a couple of crazy millennials. We went to management. We said, hey.
It's about time.
How about a couple of crazy millennials? We get on the overnights 2 to 5. What do you say? And they said, we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
And then they got back to us and they said, sure.
Well, normally, I mean, we stay up this late normally, but it's just a little bit different when you're not at a bar drinking.
Right.
Responsibly, obviously, but...
This is work, Violetta.
This is work. This is intense.
Doesn't really feel like work. 312-981-7200. People are already texting in. 773 says, Violetta for president 2020.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
That's off to a good start. I want a compliment, too.
Okay.
You got to know how the millennial thing works.
We're here
we all
till
want
five.
Compliments. We all want even amounts of things. After the show, we're hoping to get maybe a cookie, maybe some sort of like trophy.
Yeah.
Or a ribbon that says we did a good job.
I think that always happens when you finish a show here.
How old do you have to be to run for president of the United States?
36.
35.
Dang it.
So I think you're out of the running in 2020. Plus, Kanye's going to win in 2020.
Kanye? Really?
Kanye West? You
I
may have heard of
busy.
Him.
I think he's busy. He's moving. He said he can't stay in the country.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said that.
Isn't he in a hospital now or something?
Yeah, he is.
He's not doing
Oh, there's
great.
Roger Badish.
Hi, guys.
Up in the newsroom. What's up, Roger?
I'm doing great.
What's new?
You're the voice of reason here tonight.
Roger's a huge Kanye West fan. I don't know if you guys all knew that. Every time he walks in, he's got like these big headphones wrapped around his neck.
He calls me into his recording sessions, you know that.
Just to keep him leveled.
It's either that or just crazy calls at 1 a.m. from him. You know, drive me to the hospital.
Classic Kanye with crazy phone calls. It does still feel like Thanksgiving weekend, Thanksgiving-ish, right? Doesn't it still?
It is.
It doesn't feel like it was, you know, just how was your Thanksgiving, by the way, Roger?
Here.
So it was amazing?
Yeah, it was, of course.
Did you sneak downstairs for some turkey?
Actually, I did. Patty brought some leftovers, so we availed ourselves of that. And then I've got a ton of leftovers in the house from where my wife and son went to on Thanksgiving night.
Dynamite leftover meal, my favorite. 2 slices of white bread, extra mayo, turkey, and a little cranberry sauce. The one straight out of the can. You know when it comes out, just slides right out.
You like the ridges still on there?
Yeah, and you can just slice it thin, and it just adds as a perfect little layer on the sandwich.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something creative, you know, something not most people are doing with their leftovers. Mm-hmm. Maybe like take the pumpkin pie, put it in a blender with some rum.
That would be good. Like a little shake, sort of. Roger, your thoughts?
I don't know about the shaking it all up. I do the rum by itself. I don't need to add anything to it. That slice of cranberry sauce on the sandwich, that's unusual. I never thought of doing
cranberry
that.
Sauce on a sandwich?
Well, what did you say you put on it? Not the mayonnaise. What did you say you put on
turkey,
it?
Turkey, mayo, right. And the cranberry sauce.
Or the cranberry sauce.
But
right.
I like it, right from the can. Because
well, that's
then it
all right.
You know, some people make little dishes of like the cranberry sauce, and it's more of like it's not
fresh,
so it's
fresh
not so,
cranberry. Why would they do that?
Right, it's not so jello-y. It's not right. So canned, but it works if you don't have the
on
canned
a sandwich,
option.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. You know, I do always enjoy after holidays or something celebratory where I walk into the newsroom, whether it's the Monday after mm-hmm. or a few days after, and there's this little table we have up there where we all sort of share food, and I walk in, and it's like these makeshift holiday meals. There's a bag of potato chips. There's a half-eaten apple pie. There's some other dessert that I don't know how
long. Oh, you know what you missed?
We
had two cheese balls up here. We had shrimp.
Cheese balls? You had shrimp?
Yeah, we had shrimp. Veronica brought shrimp, cold, fresh shrimp with sauce, and then she had a bunch of other stuff. You guys missed it. You should have been here on Thursday and Friday.
You know
she
what?
Brought the stuff in.
No one invited us.
Shrimp's in my top five things of favorite things to eat, Roger.
What do you call it, Kevin?
Shrimp.
Cetine?
A little cetine. A little protein from the sea. Cetine?
Like, oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Roger's like...
But you know what people don't agree on during Thanksgiving? Politics.
Oh, please. I hope you weren't going to say
boy.
That.
Okay, but this leads us sort of to our first topic, or at least kind of theme that we want to hear from everybody all night long, because we love the holidays, and...
But they can be stressful.
As long as you're with, you know, your family's healthy, everybody's together, it's a good holiday. But there are some very iffy moments where you walk the line a little bit. Maybe you ruined Thanksgiving. Maybe your uncle ruined Thanksgiving.
Kevin, I don't like to say ruined. I think we should say almost ruined, because the holiday probably wasn't completely spoiled.
Maybe for some people it wasn't. Maybe for some it was.
So, yeah, I guess our question to the listeners is, how did you almost ruin Thanksgiving?
Well, there was this thing that went viral. You found this, Violetta. It was ruined Thanksgiving in four words.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you have any of your favorites that people sent in.
I do. This is from the Burning Platform, and a couple of my favorites. The first one is, thank God Trump won.
Thank God Trump won.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's four words
for
you.
But I also have one right after that. I voted for Hillary.
Right. So politics probably could have caused some troubles for you during Thanksgiving dinner. Another good one that I love relates to food. You might like this, Kevin, mm-hmm. is that gluten-free.
Mm.
You know, it's just not something you need to hear on Thanksgiving.
Right. Because
you want the bread rolls.
Thanksgiving, what it's really all about, I mean, sure, family and all that stuff matters, but the main thing with Thanksgiving is consuming as many calories as possible. That's what Thanksgiving's all about.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Some of the family stuff, too, and all that, blah, blah, blah. But it's mainly how much food can I consume in one day?
Do you think you have a competition within your family about how much food you guys can consume?
Yes. Yeah. Normally when I'm with my brothers, like if there's shrimp around with my brothers, it automatically becomes a shrimp eating contest.
Really?
Yes.
And I mean,
it can get pretty aggressive. Family fights. I haven't seen my brother talk to him in 5 years, all over a shrimp eating contest.
And who won?
We had a good run. I won. That's why he won't talk to me.
Oh,
I ate all his shrimp. I finished my serving and then I went and ate his shrimp.
That's unbelievable.
Did you ruin Thanksgiving, or did anybody in your family ruin Thanksgiving, or at least come close to it? Because, yes, of course, if everybody's there and everybody's healthy and together, it's a good holiday.
And maybe
but things can get a little awkward at times, especially
with
politics.
Rebound? How'd you guys rebound? That's a good one, too. I mean, what do you do once everyone just had a blowout?
So you can get the alcohol out, but alcohol also could have been the root of the problem.
Yeah, it could
you know,
fuel.
It's like that clip Roe plays before we bring out the Carnival wagon. It says alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Exactly.
Is that ever more true during the holidays?
I mean, you need a little liquid. It brings people together, but it could also be pretty divisive.
Ruin Thanksgiving in four words. Try to do it. 312-981-7200. You can text or call us. Do you have any stories? Some Thanksgiving horror stories from this past weekend? Or maybe it was all glowing and everything went fine and everybody sort of did the old, let's just keep politics, religion, those sorts of things out of the family conversation.
You could only do that for so long.
What else you got for me?
I got turn off that football.
Yeah, that's going to ruin Thanksgiving if you do that. Not happening.
Come help me in the kitchen. Is that four words? Come help me. No. That was close. Too many words. I got another one here from the list. Mom cooks it different.
Ooh, that's a total like backhanded compliment. Have you gained weight? Ooh, awkward. On Thanksgiving, yeah, I don't even want to know how much weight I gained during Thanksgiving. If you have any thoughts on this, maybe any horror stories from Thanksgiving just a few days ago, we'd love to hear them. 312-981-7200. You can call or text us. Ruin Thanksgiving in four words, but we'll be a little lenient here. You can go 5, 6, 10 words if you'd like, if it's a longer story. But we would love to hear from you. I'm Kevin Powell. You are?
Violetta Padromatic.
We're in for Dave Plyer until 5. Happy to be here on WGN. Jams only from DJ Gelminator. Joey Gelman in the producer booth, crushing it. I'm Kevin Powell.
Trying to keep everyone awake here.
Appreciate it, Joey. Thank you. I'm Kevin Powell alongside
Violetta Padromatic.
And we've asked people to maybe share some Thanksgiving horror stories with us. Maybe something we can laugh at. If it was really, really bad, maybe you can keep it to yourself.
Or put the silver lining on it.
Just don't put your name on the text. That's fine. We won't rat you out. But ruin Thanksgiving in four words. If you can do that, we would love to hear it. And if you need to go a little bit longer, we'll allow 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 words.
We're millennials. We're pretty open.
It's totally fine. 312-981-7200. Some listeners texting in already.
What do we got?
I want a divorce.
Wow.
That'll ruin Thanksgiving in four words.
Yeah, that'll ruin anything.
773, Thanksgiving was ruined because family didn't invite us.
Wow, they call you up and they're like, oh, we're not feeling good. You guys shouldn't come by. Just stay home.
Sometimes that might be a relief. Like, I love my family, but if we were like, it would kind of be a bummer, but I'm sure for some people they would like to.
But when everyone else is with their family, if you're not with.
Oh, yeah, like if you have a large family and you were the one family amongst the group of families who didn't get invited.
Then everyone else is going to talk about it at Christmas and you're not going to be in on the loop.
Plus, you probably get buried even more at the family party because you're not there, so everyone's naturally going
to
trash talk you behind your back.
Yeah, that's
classic move. 312-981-7200. Would love to hear about your Thanksgiving or holidays in general. Let us know. 847 line one. Alan's standing by with a Thanksgiving horror story. What do you got for us, Alan?
Well, good morning. We had quite a horror story. There were 20 adults and about 4 little kids at my friend's home, and her 19-year-old nephew went in the purse of another guest and stole $200. Then, after that, he went down into the basement, found a fire extinguisher, and emptied it in the furnace room, the laundry room, and 2 closets, and there was a 1/8 to 1/4 inch of powder everywhere.
Okay.
And you're sure it was the fire extinguisher?
Oh, yeah. That's how we found out what it was.
That's a tough one to top. So, Alan, would you say that, was it completely ruined? Or what sort of, what happened after that?
Well, I think the aftermath was the next day when the kid's mother the kid's mother confronted him about the money that night, and he denied it, and then she made him empty his pockets, and the money was there, found the money there. So he denied that. He then, the next day, they made him come back to the house to clean up, and he sort of refused because he denied doing it, and everyone knew he did it. So the rest of about 3-4 members of the family spent that and next day cleaning.
So instead of relaxing,
so you want to talk about ruining a holiday weekend.
Yeah. Well, did you guys think maybe he took the money so he could buy a nice gift during Black Friday?
Yeah,
for
maybe that's
mom?
All he was trying to do.
I would have admitted to it, and I would have said I wanted to buy you something really nice.
Sounds like you've been through this before, Violetta.
I'm just saying. Huh? Sometimes you have to admit, but then really come up with a great reason.
Right, just make a great story. Ron. Hey, Alan, you're the best. Happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Alan. That's pretty bad. Some other texts. Ruined Thanksgiving in four words coming in. 312-981-7200. From the 708, the baby isn't yours.
Wow. Yeah. Another thing that could really ruin anything, not just Thanksgiving.
Darren from the 815 says, make America great again.
There you go. Some people saying on that website that we saw or looked at earlier, I just came in with my Make America Great Again hat.
Right.
You don't even have to say anything.
I'm not going to lie. My family Thanksgiving, it's...
Yeah, how'd that go, Kevin?
Look, I love them. We're all super close. But I really thought that, like, the politics stuff would just sort of stay to the side. Like, I actually thought everyone would just avoid it. Like, just avoid the political talk.
To be civil.
But it was about...
How long did it take before it got political?
Well, people sort of filed in at separate times. And one of my uncles, who's extreme to the right, questioned who I voted immediately walking in. So
you smell like...
It's weird because there's like everyone's kind of avoiding it. But then there's like moments where people just can't help it. And they just like burst out with something really quick.
Right.
But
because
then, like,
it's fun
but then,
to make a joke. And then
right. But then things calm down a little bit. Maybe somebody's got a couple sippy poos in them, a couple Miller Lights, a couple alcoholic beverages, feeling loose, feeling risky. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You're probably so comfortable with your family and, you know, you feel comfortable saying stuff. And then all of a sudden you maybe say
like,
one thing
went
too
far.
One step too far.
Classic one step too far. Ruined Thanksgiving in four words. How did your Thanksgiving go? 630 texts in. My dad and stepmom invited me to dinner, then on Wednesday night told me not to come by. Nice. That's from Hannah, 630.
What'd she do?
Not sure what happened there.
She must have gone out on Black Wednesday.
I feel like there's a little more going on there, Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah, tell us why they uninvited you.
If not, I'm really sorry. That's horrible that they uninvited you. That's almost worse because you're like hyped up.
Yeah. You're looking forward to going. And then I have one that I just thought of. Is this supposed to be dry?
Yeah, that's not good.
That's more than four words, too, but I mean...
Well, as we said, ruined Thanksgiving in four words will allow a few words overlap. You want to go 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that's totally fine with us. 708 says, real homemade stovetop? Question mark.
Right. Can it be homemade if you got it out of a box? Probably not. Probably not.
Somebody said, 708, just a yacked up furball. I think that's they found something in one of the dishes, maybe.
Oh, wow.
That's bad.
That's horrible.
That's something you may want to keep to yourself.
I'm getting takeout. I'm getting takeout. Oh, there's four.
We're getting a divorce. I think maybe the winner. That will put a damper
it's
on
your
holiday.
It's not your kid. It's pretty horrible.
That's pretty awful, too. Especially, like, how old was the kid at the time, you know? Like,
right.
Was it something they held inside for, like, 20 years?
Or the
years?
Kid's there.
Or the kid's
right. And you're in trouble.
Right, yeah. Like, he's not yours. All drunk.
And then the kid's like, well, where is my dad?
Right. That's really awkward. Thanksgiving in four words. If you can do it in four words, you five gold stars for you. We appreciate it. If you want to go a little bit longer than four words, totally fine with
three
us.
Stars.
But we want to hear them. 312-981-7200. We're going to revisit this throughout the show because I think everybody's got a story from if it's Thanksgiving or if it's Christmas, 4th of July, there's fireworks. Those can be real bad stories.
Yeah.
Also, just to mention what's coming up on the program tonight. We're on until 5 o'clock again. I'm Kevin Powell. You are?
Violetta Podramatic.
We're in for Dave Plyer. Thank you, Dave, for letting us sit in for you. Violetta Podramatic is apparently maybe the biggest Christmas music fan I've ever met. I was unaware of this. So she, DJ Podramatic, has put together her top five Christmas songs. That's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Violetta is also a phenomenal shopper. She's like a Hall of Fame shopper. She's really good at spending money, correct?
I am pretty good at other people's money more so than myself.
Right. So you have some Cyber Monday deals and whatnot, and you're going to share that all with us, right?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the hookup.
Love it. Well, appreciate you listening. Thank you very much. 312-981-7200. Feel free to jump in at any point to talk about anything we're talking about.
And then we're going to talk sports with you, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm going to give you some sports quizzes, and you're going to give me traffic quizzes.
Are we going to talk about the Bears?
The Bears, yes. We're playing today, later today, in about 10 hours or so. I'm Kevin Powell. She's Violetta Podramatic. Much more coming up. We're on till 5 here on WGN. Quick timeout. We'll get to the newsroom with Roger Badish. per usual, Violetta Podramatic dancing to the bumper music.
Can't help it. Some of us just have music in our veins.
Violetta and I work on the Rokon show with Anna Devlantes Monday through Friday.
If you want to call it work.
Want to call it work.
I do traffic.
She does traffic. I do the sports.
No big deal.
They came to us. They said, hey, you crazy millennials, you want to do a show together?
Yeah.
Wait, is that how it went? I think I've changed the story three times already.
I think we asked.
We asked. They said, we'll get back to you.
And then they
realized it was the holidays and a lot of people were off. And they were like, who could do it? Oh, maybe Violetta and Kevin.
Yeah, we don't have plans on a Saturday night.
No plans. So doing the overnights for Dave Plyer. Again, I'm Kevin Powell, Violetta Podramatic. In for DP. Appreciate him letting us sit
KP and V in for DP.
KP and V in for DP. KP and V, it's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, just saying, if you're listening, bosses.
Yeah. If you got any other name ideas, 312-981-7200. We're also taking texts and phone calls for possible Thanksgiving horror stories. Was Thanksgiving ruined? Did you ruin Thanksgiving? Did you do something wrong? 312-981-7200. Those are coming in, and we're going to hit those throughout the show.
And that's all fine and dandy, but what really people want to know is about shopping. Because Cyber Monday's coming up, Black Friday just passed, and it's kind of like a whole shopping season. It's not just like one day.
Have you bought anything yet since? Because like everything basically starts like last Wednesday already.
Right.
Or like even on I think I bought stuff on Thanksgiving online because it was just so cheap.
There's some good deals, yeah. And it lasts really until December 3rd. So really from before Thanksgiving to way after Thanksgiving, you can find great deals
yet
online.
Yet despite all these deals, you know what I love is the videos that always go viral, Black Friday.
Yeah,
I saw a whole group of shoppers in a Walmart fighting over hand towels.
A lot of crazy things happen in Walmart, though.
Selfishly, like, I feel bad for those people because they're just hand towels. And
but they were probably only like $1.99.
And the night before, you were probably sitting around the dinner table with your family saying all the things you're thankful and grateful for.
And you're saying kitchen towels wasn't on that list?
Maybe not. Maybe that was the one thing they were missing in their life was some brand new kitchen towels.
I'd be so happy if I just had some kitchen towels from Walmart.
So that was selfishly, I enjoy watching those videos. But you, the shopping expert, has put together some great Cyber Monday deals. Is that correct?
Yeah. So last year on Cyber Monday, $3 billion. That's what the U.S. spent on Cyber Monday deals. Back on Black Friday, 2.7, not as big. And so I was confused by the word Cyber Monday, right? Like, is it Cyber Monday because you're shopping online? Or is it Cyber Monday because you buy a lot of tech stuff?
Oh, I always thought it was because it was the day you go online shopping. Like Black Friday was for in-store. Cyber Monday was invented when the internet got popular.
In 2006, actually, is when it started.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're like the Wikipedia page of Cyber Monday.
Well, just the people should know the facts before we talk about the fun stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so it's. I looked up a lot of deals online.
Let's hear them.
Yeah, so we got Crocs.
The Crocs?
You wear Crocs?
I do not wear the Crocs.
Maybe you should because they're 40% off site-wide.
How much do those things normally go for?
I don't know.
I don't think you
but
could...
they're 40% off, so that's a great deal.
I don't think you could pay me to wear those things.
They're so comfortable.
Mario Batali, that is his name? The chef?
Yeah.
He wears those.
Yeah, because they're chef shoes. A lot of people wear them in the kitchen.
Does Vera, your mother?
She prefers the Snickers. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about this Almond Joy that's in front of me. What are they called?
Sneakers.
No, not sneakers.
Skechers.
Oh, Skechers.
Yeah, Skechers.
Wow.
Whatever she's doing, just tell her to keep doing it because the cabbage rolls. Did you bring cabbage rolls, by the way?
I do. I have cabbage rolls
upstairs.
We should
explain that your parents have a restaurant.
Yeah. My mom doesn't just make cabbage rolls all the time. She makes them for the restaurant. Little Booker's Bistro. They're probably up listening right now. They stay up
late. Hey, Bronco and Vera.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Best cabbage rolls ever.
At least we have two listeners, and my grandma's listening, too. She plugged in the old radio at home.
Awesome.
So what else we have on this list? We got Travelocity. A lot of great deals on hotels during Cyber Monday.
Okay.
About 50% off on hotel rooms.
Okay. That's
so
great.
So that's a great deal. Then we got Levi's. Those are, I mean, you know, American, pretty good American
Levi's
brands.
Levi's never fit me well.
But they're expensive all the time. So
yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. Like,
it's jeans. Like,
these,
you really don't need
these
expensive
deals that you're naming, 40% off this, 50% off. This is like when you go to a coat store and it's 90% off, but they listed it at like $2,000.
Right.
So they're trying to make it look like a good deal. So are these actual good deals from your extensive research?
From my research shows that the discount averaging 22%. So overall, you're probably saving some tax and just a couple dollars on your transaction. But that's why it's good to shop for bigger things. Like, you know, you see those commercials where people went Black Friday shopping.
Maybe someone bought a new car.
Exactly. Or, you know, Kevin, we both live at home. Maybe we need some new furniture.
That's true.
Ashley Furniture is doing 25% off furniture. It's a pretty
good deal. Need to move out. I should go stock up on furniture for when I move out eventually.
And it's like zero interest. There's a bunch of great deals on furniture right now. And vacuums.
Really?
But I think the point of Cyber Monday and Black Friday is hopefully you're buying things that you would have bought anyway, and now you're getting them discounted. But I think most people probably are just shopping, and they're like, wow, it's on sale. I need to buy it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I've been looking at through some of these lists. I think I should probably buy less stuff because these deals come around. I'm like, I have all this already.
Well, that's what
I was
saying.
I think I have too much stuff in my life. I'm giving it all away. Seventh caller gets all my stuff. 312-9.
How much stuff do you have? You're giving away your mom's furniture?
My mom's furniture, my bedding, some of my clothes. I don't know. I'm just giving it all away. I'm starting fresh.
Kate Spade, 30% off if you need to get yourself a purse.
Ooh, I need a new purse.
Yeah, everyone does.
Kate Spade's great.
Great. Also, they have wallets. Great wallets.
I do need a new wallet. Leather wallets. Seriously.
Well, not really for you. It's more for girls.
Kate Spade's strictly for girls? It doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's a girl name, Kate Spade.
Well, Ralph Lauren's a guy, and girls can buy Ralph Lauren stuff and Tommy Hilfiger. It's Lauren.
Lauren.
It's Lauren.
I know, I just like bothering you.
We had Ralph Lauren's daughter in the studio, and Cochran, she was on with Steve Cochran in the morning. One of the first things he asked was that. Because people say Lauren.
Yeah.
It's Ralph Lauren.
Okay, you don't have to get angry about it. No, but that I haven't met Ralph Lauren's daughter.
Dylan's candy shop right next door. That's her spot.
Are they open?
I don't know.
I could use some
But that's
snow
a
caps.
Candy shop, but there's a bar in there.
Yeah.
But I don't know what kind of drinks they're making up. Are they
it's
all like
a soda bar? It's not a liquor bar.
No, there is
no,
liquor.
I think there's liquor.
No way.
Yeah. I think there is.
The one right in the front there?
I'll call Dylan Lauren and ask
Lauren,
Dylan
now Lauren. You're messing it up. That's the best. He just messed it up.
You're screwing it up.
A rum chocolate milkshake.
That sounds odd. Did you just look up the menu?
I thought you said you didn't want the rum shakes when Violetta proposed the pumpkin pie rum.
Not with the pumpkin pie in it.
Why not?
No.
Key lime pie?
You don't. No.
Ooh, key lime pie like with tequila, and I put it in a blender once. And it was perfect because it's got like all the ingredients, you know, like the whipped cream added.
It's already in there.
Wow, you put the crust in there too?
I just threw a whole piece of pie, a key lime pie. Love key lime pie. And I think I just put a little tequila in there. I think a touch of some margarita mix and just blended it together in my Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville machine.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
And it was amazing.
Did you get that on sale too? Was that a month?
Actually, it wasn't mine. I lied. It was my friend's machine.
Oh.
But it sounded cooler if I had it. I wonder if there's a Cyber Monday. Can you see if there's any Margaritaville Cyber Monday deals?
Yeah, I'll check it out. That's a necessity to buy.
Exactly. How am I going to get through the winter without a margarita? Got to do some island living even when it's cold outside.
Bring the beach to
your house.
Well, so there's a lot of great deals that we already covered, but there's also a lot of crazy stuff that people probably really don't need, but they buy anyway.
Right.
You want to know a couple of those things?
Yes.
I'm not watching the time, so I really don't know if we have to go to break.
No, we're good. Okay, I'll like blink twice really awkwardly if we have to break.
Okay, so I'll start looking at you. what we have, the craziest things, there's this thing, it's called an iPoddy iPad holder.
iPoddy iPad holder?
Yeah, you want to guess what that is?
I can take a guess, but I'll let you explain it to us.
So it's like a potty training for toddlers, and it holds their iPad so they can just sit there all day, you know, on the technology, waiting to go to the bathroom.
Oh, this is for toddlers? I was going to say I could use something like that. That's when I do my best thinking. I could jot down some notes. I could, like, write a whole book in a matter of a week if I had something like that.
Well, are you potty trained?
Yes.
Okay, well, so you don't really need this.
No, but I'm saying sometimes it's just like you get comfortable, and it's that would be handy to be sitting there.
Handy, that's a great play on words.
It is.
Because you'll be hands-free.
There was no pun intended there, but it came out.
So that's $10 on Amazon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You might want to get yourself one. I don't know if they make them in large sizes, but then there's also another funny thing.
Put that on my Christmas list.
Portal 2 Potato Science Kit.
Come again? Yes. Wait, what is it?
It's the Portal 2 Potato Science Kit.
Is this like when you play with the electric things and you can punch it through the potato?
Exactly. So you,
I think I had that as a kid.
Right. So, this one's a little different. So you get the science kit and you plug it all in, and apparently there's stuff
that
turns... It
just tells you that there's electric.
Okay, so then that electricity turns on, and what comes out? But insults. It's an insult machine. But you have to plug it into a potato for it to work. That's on ThinkGeek. It's only $10 as well. I was thinking about getting one.
Okay, all those would be phenomenal white elephant gifts.
Yeah, these are perfect.
I didn't see that one coming. Any
you
other
didn't
ones?
See it coming, huh? Okay, then this, you're going to love this one. Bacon talking doll plush. Okay. Can you guess what it is? I mean, it's a baking. It's like a big pillow, like life size, that's bacon, and it talks to you.
Oh, what does it tell you? It
tells you, like, I am bacon, I smell good, you know. That's $20.
You know there's alarm clocks that you can get, and when it's time, you know, your alarm goes off in the morning, it sprays out a scent, and it smells like bacon.
Where does it get the scent from?
I don't know. But like,
that's
weird. I have, like, a bacon candle, I think, or a bacon, like, car freshener. So I don't know how they've mastered it, but it's great. But I always said that's just like a major tease. Like if you woke up and smelled the bacon.
And then there was no bacon?
Yeah.
Well, then you got to make some bacon.
It would just ruin the day. Like I'm going back to bed if there's no bacon. But I'd rather smell bacon that's actually being fried in the kitchen. I've thought about this a lot, Violetta.
I mean, it's concerning me where they're getting the bacon smell.
I mean, I don't know.
And
they,
does it shoot it
they
out
can just
at
like
you?
Man, it like sprays it out. Like if you have like a
mist machine.
Yeah, like an air freshener in a room mm-hmm. that sprays out. Like you ever been in those where you walk in a room and it sprays?
Yeah, and then I'm like, do I smell? Does that like go off because of motion or because of the certain scent in the room? I get very confused.
I don't know.
I'm gonna get you a bacon talking doll. Anyway, nice. Last but not least, there's a Hug Me pillow on Overstock for $25.
Okay.
And it's like half of a man with his arm out. So in
so
case you don't
like
have anyone to cuddle
with. People that are
with,
single during the holidays that want to
yeah.
like feel like they're being cuddled.
And
by...
there's like four different ways you can cuddle with it. Like, you know, little spoon, big spoon, or you can lay on its chest or.
It's like an inflatable doll.
Well, no, because this is just a pillow. It's so it's comfortable. $25 though. Cheap date.
I like it. I like it, Violetta. That's Violetta's Cyber Monday gift guiding.
Really, I think that probably everything's just overpriced during the year, and then they put crazy discounts during this time of year.
So you think there is some actual legit good deals, though?
Some of them.
Like,
I think if you're buying big, it makes sense. But for the small stuff, well, actually, I went to Kmart with my grandma today. Great deals there. You can buy something, equal value, the next one's free.
What do you mean?
Like, I bought a shirt for my grandma.
And the next one's free?
Yeah.
Anything you buy?
Well, sir. So
buy a TV and get one free?
No, it's certain stuff. These shirts were on discount. And she's like, well, I want this one. I'm like, well, that one's 50 and this one's 20. You got to pick which one you want.
Do you shop the Amazons?
No.
You don't do Amazon?
No.
What?
The Prime? Amazon
I
Prime?
Do.
You love it, right?
I love it. Great.
Do you do the Prime membership?
Yep.
$100 a year, you get free shipping. Sometimes one day free mm-hmm. shipping on stuff.
Okay, yep. But most stuff is free shipping anyway. Why are you paying
on
shipping?
No. Because this is like fast delivery. This isn't like free shipping, but it's 5 to 15 business days. Right. Amazon knows what's up.
Now, it's not for everything, but if you shop smart, you'll find the deals and you'll find the good
but
shipping.
But it kind of is for everything, Roger. Like, what can you name that?
Well, there's some
be...
stuff that doesn't qualify.
Oh, you're saying for the shipping. I thought you meant
right,
just
right,
buying
right.
from Amazon. You could buy literally anything.
Oh,
you could buy a house off Amazon. They'll show up a house in front of your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drop off a house.
Drop a house on you.
Only in 5 days.
But yeah, Amazon Prime is, I mean, not to discount any other similar service, but I love Prime because I also use the video service like crazy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. And they have music streaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that because you're listening to 720.
Exactly. On all your presets. Thanks for listening. Roger, are you eyeballing any sort of Cyber Monday deals? Have you done any Black Friday situations?
I don't need anything.
You don't need anything? You're good?
I'm good.
Well, like, do you have
what about presents for Christmas?
Do you have a Christmas list? Like, maybe I'll get you something, Roger.
My wife and I haven't talked about it yet because every year it changes.
Okay.
So we'll do some last-minute stuff, I'm sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not big into presents either. My family, we've never done a lot of presents. We've just been, it's more about the holiday season, you know?
Well, Amazon just came out with, now that I'm getting older, I just told my parents, I'm like, just can you give me cash?
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of
I'd like a nice
with
envelope with money or pay a bill or two.
You just... maybe pay some student loans for the next few months or something. I'd appreciate it. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks. Can I just live with you guys? Bye.
Can I just, like, remain rent-free here and just mooch off you guys for a lot longer?
Are you guys moving out soon?
Yeah. When are you guys moving out? This place going to be mine soon or what? Please, Mom and Dad.
Roger,
all right, well,
do you think we're crazy?
Huh?
Do you think we're crazy?
No, our 28-year-old son lives with us.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, he knows
we
what's
all
up.
Have a connection.
33% of millennials live at home still.
Yeah. Well, that with the caveat that he saves his money.
Yeah, I haven't really
so that he can
that so well.
Eventually move out.
Well, first we got to pay the student loans.
That's
student
done.
Loans.
Oh, that's done. Now he's just saving.
We got the bar tabs to pay.
No, no.
It all adds up, Roger.
We have the bacon talking dolls to pay for. Yeah. They're not going to buy themselves.
No, that doesn't work. No. He buys equipment for his music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is he in a band?
He composes stuff online. He does everything
cool.
online. He does DJing at times. He works for a friend, and if they get too many jobs, he'll work a couple. He has played in a band before. He played at Taste of Chicago 1 year.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
just shredding it, tearing it up.
You need
he's
some good
more
music.
Jazz. He's more into jazz
oh,
and
nice.
Electronic.
Has he ever seen Whiplash?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
He's he lives as he's 28. He lives
movie.
His own life.
Do you are you cool with him living at home? Or are you like, come on, get out of here?
We're okay. It was a joint agreement, my wife and I, and trying to help him out so
right.
he can save up and do stuff. He's got a great job. He works. You were talking about Mario Batali before. He works. Our son works over at Eataly.
Oh,
I love that
yeah.
place.
If you go get the steak sandwich, it's near the brewery on the second floor. They carve it right from the roast onto your bread, hand it to you. It's phenomenal.
Wow. Looks like you've been there a few times.
They say Eataly is like Disney World for adults.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense, especially just people who like it's like Disney World for big eaters.
Yeah. And drinker. You get to enjoy. You go through the grocery store, get a nice glass of wine.
Let's take like a whole journey through that place. It's
you can't
phenomenal.
Go with someone who wants to just go and eat. You got to go with someone who wants to like
who wants
hang
to enjoy
out
the experience.
And the experience.
But now that I've done it a couple times, now I do go there
just
and
to
go
eat.
Straight to the steak sandwich station.
Hmm.
That's how phenomenal
I
it is.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'm Kevin Powell. She's
Violetta Patrimatic.
Roger Badish and News. Joey Gelman's in the producer booth. We were talking earlier, and we're going to circle back to this throughout the show. 312-981-7200. Ruin Thanksgiving in four words. And I guess ruin holidays in four words will work well. And you can use more than four words.
But how about out of my face?
Out of my ooh. If that gets dropped, that means something's already going down.
Yeah.
Or what about don't point at me?
Get your finger out of my face?
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, okay.
It's more than
yeah,
four.
Out of my face.
Yeah, out of my face.
Out of my face.
Hey, listen, I don't want to fight right now,
somebody's,
Roger.
Somebody's crossed the line.
Right.
You know?
815 text in, turkey is on fire.
Oh, man. Is that supposed to be on fire?
I don't know if that would ruin Thanksgiving completely because the sides are pretty dynamite. A lot of people are like, I don't like turkey. I just like the sides.
It depends on whether it needs to cook a little more. If
it's
it was
true.
On fire and you put it out just the right time, you're good.
Or a classic attempting deep fry situation.
Oh, yeah.
My sister and her boyfriend deep fry turkey.
Phenomenal. They love it.
They love
come
it.
Out?
It turns out great every
And the house is still standing after they do it?
They
know all the tips and tricks
they
to
do
not
it,
burning the house
exactly.
down?
Exactly. They do it outside in the garage. Open up the
there
garage door. I've
love
only
it.
Seen pictures. I've never been
love
there.
Love a fried turkey. Love an oven-baked turkey. Love a smoked turkey. Smoked turkey's good.
I like deli turkey, and that's it.
Okay. Ruin Thanksgiving in four words. Did anything bad happen to you over the holidays? Anything?
Are you scarred still?
You scarred maybe from the past couple days? Have you just been sort of hanging out, enjoying your time off, drinking, getting over the events of Thanksgiving, whether it was a family fight, whether you burnt the turkey, whether you did something? Did you get in a fight with a sibling, make things awkward? One of our callers earlier, Alan. What's up, Alan? He said a 19-year-old robbed somebody's purse and took the fire extinguisher and sprayed the entire basement down. Those are the sorts of stories we've been getting on this ruined Thanksgiving in four words. How was it ruined for you? 312-981-7200. You're listening to WGN.